In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we dwell on these words from Romans chapter 4. Abraham did not waver at the promise of God, but was strengthened in the faith. It was accounted to him for righteousness. Righteousness by faith. A clear, central Reformation teaching. Today, we're going to look at it through the lens of a Reformation hymn. So if you'll turn to number 363 in Lutheran worship, 363, we will use this hymn, the only one that is actually mentioned and quoted directly in our Book of Concord, written in 1524 by Lazarus Spengler of Nuremberg, a councilman, a layman, a friend of Luther, supporter of the Reformation, who died some 10 years after this hymn was first printed. And it clearly holds forth the Reformation teachings in very concise and antithetical form, didactic in its own way, because it had to be driven home in those days, and thus very confessional. And it was one of those central hymns, the Cairnlieder, until Pietism came along and Enlightenment, and they got interested in other things. It was restored to hymn collections in the middle of the 20th century, beginning in Europe. I don't think you'll find this one in the Lutheran hymnal. It holds forth this righteousness by faith in a very clear way. Faith is counted as righteousness, for God is righteous. He's uncompromising with sin. He is about holiness. Sin is about uncleanness. One who is unclean has no place in his presence. So they are separated and cannot be near him. So this hymn in stanza 1, 2, and 3 puts forth this picture. In Adam, all fell. A common sin infects us, and the curse has us in this unrighteous condition. Human corruption creeps through everything. It's a bondage from which we cannot pull ourselves. And in guilt, every infant breathes, and its fruit is only death. From such a heart that is depraved come thoughts and deeds that are only sin. The image of God is lost. The darkened soul can only seek to find its heavenly goal, but can never get there. A really dark picture, and three stanzas to get it across. God is righteous. The condition of Adam is our condition. We are separated from God. But do not despair. There's a fourth stanza. God demonstrates his righteousness in the second Adam, Christ. And he came to bear our sin and shame, to be our life, our light, our way, and so forth. And this is the righteousness of God. First, that he is a God of grace. And we know this because of what he did in Jesus Christ. The message has been handed on to us. It is ours to hear, to enjoy, and to use as our guide and our source of life. A graceful God who has mercy and will forgive all. Because he's also a God of justice. And in this death of his own Son, Jesus Christ, for us, the sin has been paid for. The life has been given up. The punishment has been served. And there is no more punishment for those who would have this life in Christ that God gives out of his gracefulness. So we look to this Christ as our life, our light, our way, our hope, our stay, all these words in this fourth stanza. By faith, this is ours, not because we could keep the law, not because we had any rags of righteousness to dance before God with, but because Christ took our place, and now God only sees that perfection. And we can be in the presence of God with all its benefits. And in this, we can rejoice with the reformers, with all Christians who look to this graciousness and justice of God in Christ. For there is true righteousness. So we will conclude this by singing our rejoicing in stanzas 5 and 6.